though, Ethan. Vegan sausage rolls. Are you? Have you eaten
them? I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
If that is not a great tip, that's his job.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Is it Barrow I'm looking for?
Is it me you're looking for? Hi, son.
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. Beautiful. What day are we on? Saturday.
Saturday night
in South London.
Now, boy, you weren't joking when you said that you picked a one-star hotel.
Yeah, budget-friendly hotel.
We are in. It's a well-known chain of hotels.
Yes.
But it's a fucking tip.
Bad, innit? When I was walking up, because I meant to be in Crystal Palace. I booked a hotel in Crystal Palace, and it's called so-and-so Crystal Palace, and it's about a 35-minute walk away from Crystal Palace Station.
Yeah.
Croydon way. And
just for people that don't know, okay, so if you're from London, you might get a gauge of this. It's in Penge.
Penge, yeah. And Penge, southeast.
Just to put that also into more perspective for people, in the film The Football Factory, which is about football hooliganism, they reference Penge as a shithole.
Yeah, I didn't know that until you said that earlier. Okay,
so
yeah.
That tells us the sort of area that we're dealing with.
It's a charming place. Yeah.
So out the window, it does look like an homage to Soviet Russia. Like, it's just full of big concrete buildings.
It looks like the concrete flats. And also, there's a Nissan garage that takes up 40% of the place.
It's a really odd... The room itself, this room isn't that bad.
That's all right, actually. Yeah,
the room's fine, but it's just the rest of it, like the surrounding area.
I've been in hotels all over the world, Grant, and I've never been checked by security going into one, as I was today.
No, the other tell as well is that on the desk, it said like abuse of any kind will not be tolerated, and you're like.
maybe they're aiming that message at.
Maybe there's no smoke without fire.
It's not aimed at me, so is all I'm saying, yeah.
Do you know, but that, like, as in, it's like, I think I've said this before, but like, I went to a restaurant once, and there were bouncers outside of it.
It's not, was it McDonald's?
No, it was basically like this giant buffet in Croydon.
Was it? Is Croydon a rough, not the utopia I've been thinking it is?
It is not utopic.
No.
No.
Croydon.
Dive.
I don't know a lot about it, Croydon.
It's known for being rough.
No, I know. Sorry, I've interrupted you to talk about it. I know a lot of South... I've been around South London a lot, but I've never been to actual Croydon. But people say it's...
I wouldn't bother.
Nah, I'm not missing nothing.
Not really. No, I don't know. I don't really know what to say about it, really, other than just, like...
The tower...
When the riots happened, we couldn't tell.
Croydon looked better.
Yeah. It was like, and Croydon's fine.
Yeah.
There were people smashing windows and setting things on fire, and it was just people didn't bat an eyelid.
No, man, this hotel's brutal. Like, yeah, like you just said, when you got to get a lift to reception up. And
didn't he ask you, you brought a can of Coke?
I had a can of Diet Coke in my hand, and the guy was like, is that from the hotel? And I was like, no. And he goes, all right, that's all right, then you'll be all right. As if to say, I'm letting you off just this once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you can't bring a can of Coke into a room, right? That's a really odd vibe.
Yeah, that's weird.
The amount of drug deals that must go on in places this.
I'm sure I've seen some earlier.
Absolutely rife.
Down the corridor, like I said, I got here about 4 o'clock and there was already arguing down the corridor. Mm. And I was like, fucking hell, it's 4 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? Steamed, arguing, absolutely blathered. I can't remember what about, but...
It's bad, isn't it? Like, when you stay places, like, and you hear, like, so if you remember, I think it's one of our first episodes, excuse me, Tight Move, where, you know, when I moved to Brixton, it was like the first night I moved there, there was just like people smashing. It was an estate in between Tulse Hill and Brixton in London. And
I forgot to live there.
Like, people, I heard windows being smashed and I heard people just having rows.
Yeah.
And that was the first night I was there. You know, like when you wake up and you go, what have I done?
People love a good row, don't they? They especially really in council estates like that, where I, like where I'm from and stuff. Or where I work in now, really.
No, there's not really like they're not really big on shame. Oh, they were like, oh, we won't do this because it might be embarrassing if other people lit. But they're like, no, nah, fuck it, we're going to go for this. They're like, you fucking were, you fucking were, like that.
I stopped going on Facebook.
I yelled out the window, well, he was in the right.
Yeah.
You know, sounds like you're being unreasonable,
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
Wind your neck in.
Didn't that go down well?
No. Dog shit through the letterbox.
I stopped going on Facebook because of my, do you know when you flick through the, Facebook's got its own reels on it now, like Instagram reels. And
does
things.
It?
I know many people don't use Facebook,
mm.
but mine was constantly like council estate fights and stuff. People arguing. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, do you know who will enjoy this?
Yeah, it was like
old man.
My algorithm was like two people fighting over the bins and stuff, and they are what you can't stop watching them. They're unbelievable.
They are. There is, but there gets to a certain point. Like if when you watch sort of violent things late at night, you go, do you know what? I need to knock this on the head and not watch these anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
You just get this weird state of adrenaline where you're like, if I was there, I'd fucking do this and do that. Like, do you know what I mean? It'd be like, what if he spat on my girlfriend's head?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be livid. Like, do you, and
if anybody parked outside my drive like that, you'd go, yeah, exactly.
And then you're just like, what am I doing?
No, I don't know what any of them are doing, but it's just our weird, like, nosiness as human beings to, like, be nosy into other people's behaviour.
Mm.
Like, curtain switching is massive where I live now. I live in Leicestershire. And let's say somebody slams a car door too hard. There's like 15 curtains open. Like, what's he doing outside?
It's loneliness, though, isn't
it?
Do you know, my mum told me a story once where she stayed in a motel in Texas with her brother.
Yeah.
And as they were checking in, the geezer behind the desk asked them if they wanted any additional pornography to watch.
Really?
And they were like, well, not really, because we're brother and sister. And he was like, oh, okay. Right.
What did you do, straight up ask that?
Yeah, it was like, well, because obviously the cohort would be, I'd imagine the demographic of people that stay in motels, imagine it in like the 70s in like Texas.
Yeah.
You've got fucking Jeffrey Dahmer running around.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Him on the loose and like just at the Zodiac Killer, just really nutty people roaming around, you know.
So you're saying cater to the clientele?
The what?
Cater to the clientele.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're just like, would you like any pornography?
It's quite brazen. Just
and that, be like, I'd love something. Yes, please.
Oh, like, they do that in Europe, though. In Spain, they have pornography channels and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah. I was staying in a hotel in Spain once with my girlfriend, and we were flicking through the channels, and it came on, and I was like, yeah, quality. Do you know what I mean? It was like, hardcore porn, and I was like, this is just free. So I made the joke, because I was with my mum and dad as well at the time, so we were on holiday together, and I made the joke of my dad getting the bill through the, because he booked the hotel. Do you know what I mean? So it's like
El Pornographer.
So I was doing a thing of my mum leaving me a voicemail. I was like, hi Dal, your dad's just got a bill through from the Villa Flamenca in Spain, and there's a £70 charge for a backdoor anal sluts 4. If you watched it, Ben, it's absolutely fine. Do you know what I mean? Don't worry, you're an adult.
Do you know what's weird is that although like if we were the sort of people that were to watch pornography, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
But do you know what's weird is that although you have access to just pretty much it's an basically infinite filth.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, like, as in, you can pretty much, there's more pornography than there is things.
There is.
As in, whatever it is, that pornography.
There's more pornography than there is things.
There is, no, but there is, though. It's the most, you know in The Matrix where he's like, can I have some weaponry? And it's sort of like, and it's like unlimited guns.
Yeah.
There's more pornography than that.
Okay? Sick.
But what I was going to say was, even though that you've got access to pretty much whatever, whenever there's any mild nudity on TV, it's more arousing because it's more like, it's more infrequent.
That's so true. It shouldn't be. Yeah.
Do you know what's, fuck it, I'll just say it. But like, there was a program this is really revealing too much. But
hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen.
But there was a program on Channel 4 once about like calendar girls, and it was about like basically these OAPs. This is too much.
I would never have guessed that was where it was going.
But the thing is,
but if you give me six guesses, I'd be like, oh, maybe like office workers.
But there was something about the, cause it, it was calendar. It was infrequent old tits.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I'm here for it.
Brilliant.
So like, you know what I mean? Like, but it's more like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things. It's sort of like there's something very satisfying about finding a pound on the floor. But if you get, like, you know, you get your salary or whatever a month and you go, it doesn't make any difference. But there's that feeling of like, oh,
found,
like,
a father.
That, yeah, that's yeah. what it is. When
it's
when
a
you,
free pair of tits. Look,
when you see, like, it's all right. So let me again. This kind of makes me sound more of a perv than I'd like.
Go on. Sorry. Yeah.
But once, like, I lived with a girlfriend, right, in Lewisham.
Yeah.
And I went to the shops, and there was a woman. On the way to the shops, she'd completely naked, like, getting changed. But, like, at a glimpse. Like, it was just sort of...
As you and your girlfriend were walking to the
shops. No, sorry, I've explained that badly. So, it was just me.
Right.
But...
That's even worse, but go on. Not yeah. on you. It's not your fault. I'm just saying. Okay. It just seems like
that. Yeah. Well, like, yeah. But there was a woman at the top of, like, a flat above shops.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
But completely naked, like, by the window.
Yeah.
And obviously, and also, she was like probably like, I'd say, like, late 20s. Sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, reasonable. Like, yeah. But. The excitement, it was like finding money.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sort of like, oh my God, there's free tits.
How long ago, like, was this?
Six, seven years ago.
So she'd still be mid-30s now. So yeah. what's the address? Sorry.
But when I got back, I went and told my girlfriend. I was like,
brilliant.
There was free tits there.
Yeah.
You know, and she, obviously, like, she wasn't completely on my side. But I was like, look, if this would have happened the other way around, you see, in fact, but for, actually, no, for women, it's completely different.
They don't.
No, I can see why they wouldn't be thrilled about that.
No.
Unless it was like Gerard Butler or someone. Or,
yeah, yeah.
Or even then, it's a pretty bad
early
look.
2000s actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Do I come off badly in this?
I don't think so.
As a sort of voyeur?
I don't know. Unless you were stood there for 40 minutes.
No, it was about 4 seconds, yeah. But yeah. Where I was just like aghast.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Of like, wow. You know when they opened the vault in Die Hard?
Yeah, yeah.
That was my face. I was just like, oh my God.
You're skipping home. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a beautiful
but you know,
day
you're like,
and
you're
like, I can't stop myself from smiling.
Oh, you know. Free tits galore.
No, that's sick though. Well, especially when you were younger, when you saw stuff like that. That was sick.
Yeah.
When I was younger, we lived in a Sutton Park in Hull. Like, we used to, obviously, when you used to play out on the streets.
Yeah.
And there was a couple who kept having sex in their window.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have told this before.
No.
Yeah, no, but I thought I told you this. But yeah, they would always have sex in their window. And like, all the kids would go around. And,
now, that's weird. Like,
that's
anywhere
weird,
where children can observe.
We were in
that's a red
early
line,
secondary
really.
School. I remember people, yeah. We were like, what are we going to do? We're going to go over, watch that window over there. And I was like, what's going on?
That's weird.
I was like, what? How could? Why are they doing that?
See, me innocently stumbling across some tits. And also, I believe the person that was getting changed.
You're not in court.
I know, but it just, you know.
Me, minding my own business.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Sweet can.
Yeah, on my way to the charity drive. To drop off the cash.
Yeah.
Innocently, yeah.
I gave a homeless man a sandwich on the way. That was in such a good move.
Yeah, fucking hell, that's funny. No, but I know what you mean, though. Like, if you see somebody, like, this might be going into a misogynistic podcast.
Go on.
But if you see somebody, like, really pretty on TV, you're like, oh, that's brilliant, do you know what I mean? But you could go on porn and watch whatever you wanted.
But you're still like, that's
amazing.
You know, you could live, what, how many, 5 lifetimes and you wouldn't watch all
Yeah, no, no, exactly. Yeah, you could watch anything.
Yeah,
anything, everything. By this time, I'd seen everything. Yeah.
No, let's keep it highbrow. Mara, what pornography do you watch? tell the listeners. Do I have any empirical evidence on this? No.
No.
But I imagine that people would really, really like to know sort of porn.
And
you've
taken the calendar girl OAPs, have you?
I've taken the. Do you know what it was? It was just that it was, you know, it was impromptu. I was like, you know.
I like
did it, did I look for it on the library later? Probably.
Yeah, I like the ones with administration issues. Oh, are we going to file this tax return on time? Well, we better sort it out in a different way.
Now, It, to my shock and amazement, did you know that apparently it's not a real taxi?
He's not a real taxi driver.
He's not,
a,
no, no.
Oh, I was
no.
banking on that, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to...
It's like, that's one lucky guy.
Mate, he's
all the chances. Just picking up all these women that are really up for it.
Unbelievable, yeah. Especially in his line of work. No, I don't know. What were we talking about? Hotels.
I think we've...
Mate, there's been definitely some porno shot in this hotel, by the way.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You know that, don't you?
I mean, it makes...
Croydon Road.
Don't say it, you know.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, yeah. people
will know.
Beep that out.
Beep.
But yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah.
What was I saying before I went down Porn Alley? So when I lived in a flat in Camberwell where there was no access to pornography, like they'd blocked it on the internet, and
really?
I didn't really necessarily want to be, you know, speak to the agent and be like, by the way, can I? And also, she was a woman, so I didn't really want to be like, can I watch some porn?
Yeah. What? So you got free Wi-Fi with the flat?
Yeah.
Was that like all bills included sort of thing?
Yeah.
That's mad. I've never known that.
Oh, really?
No. Is that a common thing?
Yeah, it's
fairly. Oh, right. Okay. Fairly, yeah.
But the porn was blocked.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah. However, when...
Why would they do that?
I don't know, really.
Well, stop it's sort of like... No downloading
one,
stuff.
No. It must be that it sort of comes like it and then you ask for now, like, the floodgates to open.
When I was younger, do you remember having that phone where it had internet on it and you had to give a credit card... detail to get unrestricted?
No, I don't.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
It might have been an early phone, flip phone, and I wanted to get it on that, but you had to put in it had to be a credit card
so
as well.
Your dad was in for a bit.
I think I got a credit card just to do it.
Really?
No, I'm only joking. No, but I remember it saying like, you couldn't even watch, like, if you wanted to watch YouTube or anything or films and stuff, it had to be age verified, anything had to be age, so you had to do your thing. With a credit card. But is that what? So what was it with the flat? So it was literally you would click on it.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying that what's weird is when it's not around, it's not that bad.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, but if it's sort of out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. But, but also it's like when you do want to jerk off, it's sort of like, you know, like in Hook where they're like, use your imagination. You know, like, it's like that.
The references.
Yeah, but it is. It, like, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that time.
Yeah, do you remember
that?
That
was great.
Yeah.
They're like, Peter, use your imagination. And then,
stop being so sad.
Yeah, exactly. So
I remember a time when I was happy.
When you have to use your imagination to masturbate, though, it's sort of like you're double motivated.
Yeah, you put in the shift, don't you?
Yeah.
You put an extra effort across the back, yeah.
You're like Bran Stark. You're like... like your eyelids roll back and then you're just like...
You're like Professor Xavier.
Yeah. Thinking of all the good old times.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when...
Thinking for yourself is bullshit, innit? I don't like it.
The what?
Thinking for yourself is bullshit, innit?
But yeah, like it's sort of... I don't know. It wasn't that bad.
No, of course it wasn't.
Could probably do it again.
Yeah, no, I could do it easy, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just if it's there, isn't it? Like, anything with things like that. It's like watching YouTube, and I watch YouTube every day.
Yeah, but I think YouTube's can be really educational, though.
Yeah, but it's not essential to your life. Nothing is, really, if you think about it. No, social media, maybe YouTube, like... It's different.
But YouTube, you can watch on it, really interesting videos on, like, psychological theories, like, as in...
Yeah.
I was watching one the other day on cognitive distortions.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is just fascinating. Like, this, I would never bother to, like, go through books and try and read this, but in a little animated 8-minute clip, I'm like, this is really good.
Absolutely. It's so true, though. I was doing the same thing with octopuses, right?
Really?
I'm watching their evolutionary chain on a video, and somebody had drawn it out, there, and I was like, fucking, I didn't know that. Like, but I was sat there, found myself watching 5 or 6 videos on, like, how they move, like, everything about it. You get so fascinated with them.
They're not as heavy as they look, are they, octopuses?
No, did you know they can fit, as long as their beak can fit through something, they can fit through it. A beak is the size of a 50p coin.
Really?
So no matter how big the octopus is, as long as the beak can fit through they'll be able to fit through it. They are evolutionarily the most alien species on the planet. because the way it was doing the...
What do you mean by alien?
So this is what... It drew you in by like doing like a little headlines.
Because they look the most...
Because they look alien.
But jellyfish as well.
The way the genome splits off, like when we crawled out the sea or whatever.
The most different to other species. Yeah,
so they've only got one step evolution-wise from like...
Right.
We go right. So we're all vertebrates with the 7 vertebrae. So it showed like the bat wings are similar to our hands. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
And again, I'm not a scientist, but it goes off on the left-hand side. Yeah?
Don't worry, I don't think people were confused. I don't think that was
It's not
issue.
Brian Cox, it's me. Yeah. It goes off on the left-hand side of the tree to be a layman, yeah? And there's slugs and snails there, and then it shoots right up to octopus, which is totally different from anything else.
Right.
And it's crazy how that evolved in that way. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating because they're so available.
What do you mean available?
Well, the octopuses are all around humans a
never
lot.
Never busy.
Yeah. No, yeah. They're always free for podcasts and stuff. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Well, there's no need for that.
Yeah, no, we're trying our best. Thanks.
Please don't say the C word. Do you remember that octopus during the 2010 World Cup that predicted all the
scores? Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a bloke feeding it. That was a bloke going, oh, Germany will beat Uganda. It's amazing.
Yeah. As far as I know, didn't they put like 2 prawns, one under England, one under France, and they picked they just picked the card. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it was, wasn't it?
Something like, I mean, it was all a bit.
I mean, it didn't predict the score or anything, did it? It didn't go 3-0 or whatever. Like,
No.
People love that sort of shit, though. I went to Groundhog Day recently and did that, where they predict the winter, more weeks of winter.
What does it predict?
So Groundhog Day is a tradition in Pennsylvania, specifically, I can't think of the fucking place now, Punxsutawney, where I went, where their tradition would be that they would pick a groundhog up out of the ground, and if it saw its shadow, that would mean that there's 6 more weeks of winter, or if it didn't, if it didn't run away from its shadow, it means it's an early summer. That would be their prediction. It's obviously bullshit. But they would pick the groundhog and then the fellow village would eat it. And then they've been doing that tradition every year, obviously not eating it, but making it into a big pageantry, the Americans.
Can I make an observation?
Go on, sir.
Okay, that isn't necessarily a compliment. But do you think you're mildly susceptible to gimmicks?
Yeah, I didn't go. I didn't host it. Do you know what I mean? I just went.
All right, look how fucking defensive you got. Look at your face. That was like. Well, I didn't host it.
I didn't go as a guest or anything. I just went. It was happening.
You just went there and paid money for it.
Well, it was happening while I was in the area. Yeah. I didn't invent it.
By the way,
100 years.
By the way, he's saying this with no irony. He's saying it like. He went there by accident.
I didn't say that.
No, that's the way you phrased it. You're saying it like you accidentally walked in on a Groundhog Day happening. It doesn't work like that, does it?
That's not my intention.
Do you know what? This is how I know that... This is how I know I've got him. Because you're so defensive around it.
I don't understand how I'm defensive. I'm
just like, oh, no, this is
like, I had a lovely time. I was in the area, walking around.
I
was there for a nature conference.
Yeah, exactly. I know, do you know what? When I go for my morning stroll, I always walk in upon a groundhog day. Just happening. Yeah.
He's right, you know.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough. No, but I didn't go there.
Well, snippy about that.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. But I didn't go there for that.
You're like, I didn't fucking invent it. I didn't invent it.
I don't think I got that defensive. That's fair.
Oh.
But you're absolutely correct. But I did actually go for that as that specific reason. Also, I don't know how I was trying to
gimmick.
Yeah. I love a good gimmick.
Now, if someone sold you a pillowcase, but it was plain, you go, no, but like, it's from the M&M world. You're like, I'll take 5. I'll take 5 of them.
Do you know what? As well, you're so right, because I've bought all sorts of fucking ergonomically designed pillows and shit like that. I'm wearing that Samsung watch now because of fucking I saw it in an advert.
Yeah.
You might have got me there, son, to be fair. Yeah.
Mate, you banged to rights on that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go, my bad. My bad, everyone.
I didn't invent the Groundhog Day.
I didn't invent it, Groundhog.
Hell.
And on that bombshell, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna end the podcast early.
Right.
My bad, everyone.
We're gonna have an argument off air.